Sandra Davis. Sandra Davis. Davis. 10978. Miss Davis is a Lord of the Abyss woman, 400 pounds, has lost 70 pounds already with keto diet and exercise, comes in today with upper abdominal pain. Patient has had a gallbladder removal in the past. She feels nauseous, had bouts of diarrhea. The symptoms are very much consistent with gastroenteritis, but she also has chest pain. She has a very strong family history of coronary artery disease. Father, I think, died in his 50s with a heart attack, period. We proceeded to do an ultrasound of her abdomen, and we found a very tender right lower quadrant. And for this reason, patient has been sent to the emergency room now for further evaluation, period. I commended her for losing the 70 pounds, also talked about semaglutide and Monjora to be able to help her lose the weight faster, and she's going to check into it after she gets better. She suffers from hypertension, asthma, medication, valsartan, hydrochlorothiazide, 320-25 diclofenac, 75 once a day, tramadol, 50 milligram PRN, albuterol inhaler, HFA as needed, COVID immunization up to date, a couple of years ago, allergy, penicillin, social, she's married. She has three children, they've been married 20 years. She doesn't smoke, doesn't drink. She smokes, she doesn't drink alcohol. Surgery, C-section, times three, and cholecystectomy. Family history, coronary artery disease, strongly positive in family members, and stroke. On exam, she was alert, awake, looked pale, 395 pounds, 96%, 98.4, 22, 89, 132 over 62, heart positive, swollen positive, two lungs, few bronchi, abdomen soft, right lower quadrant, tenderness, nerve, neck, shoulders, and jabber, dealer, extremities, so straight, sedema, neurological, non-focal. Number one, as far as the abdominal pain is concerned, with the right lower quadrant pain, she deserves CBC and a CT to the emergency room now. Next number, positive family history of heart disease. She needs to also be evaluated for her chest pain, which I believe is related to her abdominal pain, which could be most likely gas, but nevertheless, she needs CPK, troponin, EKG to the emergency room now. Next number, as soon as she feels better, she needs to get evaluated by a cardiologist. She knows a cardiologist is going to get a stress test because of her strong, strong family history of heart disease. Next number, fatty liver. Next number, status post-cholecystectomy. Next number, diarrhea. Next number, we'll let the emergency room check her blood work to make sure she's not volume depleted. Next number is vertigo. Next number is I looked at her carotid artery. It was wide open. Next number, her thyroid has multiple small nodules consistent with goiter. Next number, her last blood test, her TSH was normal. But that was over a year ago. Next number is recommend doing blood tests as soon as she feels better. Next number, she definitely has sleep apnea with RVH. Next number, she's not interested in doing anything about that since she's losing weight. Next number is referred to a clinic in Shepherd, Shepherd, to get semaglutide and or Monjora compounded. Next number, she will bring the report from the emergency room as soon as they're done. Next number, arm pain, multifactorial. Next number, we talked about sleep apnea. Next number is lymphadenopathy in the neck, noted to be, appears to be shoddy in nature. Next number is findings discussed with patient at length before leaving the office. Thank you.